From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed three more executive orders Saturday, including a plan to defeat the Islamic State, a reorganization of the National Security Council, and a three-year expansion of the lobbying ban on administration officials. He signed his latest executive actions in the Oval Office, surrounded by his staff and a group of reporters. When questioned about Friday's executive order for suspension of visas from countries of particular concern, the president said,
"It's not a Muslim ban, but we're totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years."
But VOA's Lisa Schlein reports the UN Refugee Agency says there is no merit to a claim by the president that Syrian refugees threaten national security and should be banned from entering the United States.
UNHCR spokeswoman Vanina Mestrachi rejects assertions that Syrian refugees are terrorists. She says refugees are victims of terrorists, and those proposed for resettlement are among the most vulnerable people on Earth. They include women and children, people with disabilities, and serious medical needs. She tells VOA that refugees undergo a very rigorous screening process before they are admitted to the U.S. for resettlement.
"I think it's fair to say that refugees coming into the United States to be resettled are some of the most vetted individuals entering the United States."
And a U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. This is VOA News.